And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day, covered on both ends. Covered on both ends. And then we're going to examine when science, nature, and stupid collide. What happens then? Also, we'll talk to the professor of retirement, our very own Marty Schneider. He'll join us live in today's Facebook post, The Difference Between Bad News and Good News.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, maybe a little. Entertainment, not too much. And current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. And we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation except for raisinettes. I don't know why I picked raisinettes. Probably because the last time I went to a movie, I thought raisinettes or Whoppers. Raisinettes or Whoppers. I went with Whoppers. I'm going to say no to raisinettes. The reason? It's not professional radio. That's apparent by now. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. Right here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break. Coming back, stand by for SRN News.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calling for an independent investigation of the situation with former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn and his discussions with Russia's ambassador. As part of it, Schumer insists that Attorney General Jeff Sessions must recuse himself. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the departure of Mike Flynn has no effect at all on him speaking to reporters. On the way to a NATO defense minister's meeting, Mattis says Flynn's resignation, frankly, has no impact on his job.
Who's on the president's staff is who I will work with. And so it's full speed ahead.
Mattis says he hasn't changed what he's planning to do in Europe this week or what his message will be. Dr. David Shulkin sworn in as President Trump's Veterans Affairs Secretary today. Also, former wrestling entertainment exec Linda McMahon sworn in to lead the Small Business Administration. President Trump has signed a bill rolling back a regulation from the Dodd-Frank Financial Oversight Law. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A lot of people going back
what
to work.
What an award for that.
President Trump at an Oval Office bill signing ceremony. He said striking down a rule that requires energy companies to disclose payments for commercial development will help create jobs, in his words, big league. The president said energy jobs are coming back and that Wall Street is responding with optimism. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The father of a young boy who disappeared on his way to a New York City school in 1979 says his family's waited a long time for some measure of justice. Well, a former store clerk convicted of murder today of 6-year-old Eitan. No trace of him has ever been found. A big day on Wall Street, the Dow ending up 92 points today, the S&P up 9, the NASDAQ closing up 19. And in California, that evacuation order surrounding the Oroville Dam has been lifted, but authorities say it still could be a dangerous situation. This is SRN News.
The world is changing. Don't get caught unprepared. Join the For Such a Time as This conference, February 17th and 18th at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside. How can you not only survive, but spiritually thrive during these challenging times? How is Israel God's prophetic timepiece? What are our God-appointed callings in these times? Hear powerful, inspirational speakers, including the world's foremost Jewish apologist and radio host, Dr. Michael Brown, co-host of the Way of the Masters TV show, Ray Comfort, and Tom Doyle, the award-winning author of Dreams and Visions in the Muslim World and Terrorism, Living Your Faith When It's Not Safe. Plus, you'll be able to see the world's only complete set of ancient Old Testament scrolls and experience Tabernacle Alive, a life-size reenactment of the biblical tabernacle. Don't miss For Such a Time as This, Israel, Islam, and the Church, President's Day weekend at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside. Early registration, just $19. Space is limited. Register at IsraelNowConference.com. That's IsraelNowConference.com.
Maranatha Christian Schools is a premier college preparatory program serving preschool through 12th grade students in San Diego. Join us for our junior high and high school info night and elementary open house on Thursday, February 16th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. This is a perfect opportunity to get to know us and hear why our students are thriving in academics, athletics, performing arts, and our many programs. Our principals will be there to answer all of your questions. Maranatha Christian Schools is distinctly academic and undeniably Christian. For more information about Maranatha Christian Schools Open House and Info Night on Thursday, February 16th, go to MaranathaChristianSchools.org. That's MaranathaChristianSchools.org. Or call 858-759-9737. That's 858-759-9737.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
All I've got is all he needs. I'll humbly surrender and fall on my knees.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station. Here in San Diego, California, a lot of different things going on in the Christian community. I encourage you to get involved in some fellowship in some capacity. Give me that 60 seconds just to address people. New stat that came out, a little more specific on this. So there, at one point they thought people that listen to Christian radio might have represented as many as 40%. I always thought that was a little high. But 30% of people that listen to Christian radio do not attend a fellowship. Now, there is a degree in there of people who cannot attend a fellowship. And for those, we are, you know, I mean, the blessing is unto them, and we ask the Lord to bless and encourage them continually and bring fellowship to them if they cannot attend fellowship. But there are people out there that have been hurt, wounded, or just not functioning in that realm, and we encourage you to get back in church. We don't buy into, or at least most of us don't buy into, well, he hasn't gone to church in 3 months. How can he be a Christian? Come on. If you got hurt at a church and you can get back in 3 years, I'd be happy. Believe me, it's not an easy process to do, but we encourage you to try some fellowship somewhere. I did find out that even though I've had really been blessed in going to different fellowships, it was easier for me to connect to a Bible study group initially, a safe one, so to speak, to really get into it, you know, to get back to the loving your neighbor. You know, you can't go to a bigger setting, know nobody, be the last person who arrives, the first person to leave, and then consider yourself, you know, participating. Although any fellowship is better than no fellowship, as it would be in my book. All right, so we're going to cover a DDD called Covered on Both Ends. Before I get to that, which it's not going to take a real great strength of theological thought for you and I to get into it and to enjoy it, I want to say this about the people that have supported the show and the audience and everybody. Just, you guys are just great. You're fantastic. I mean, we have a terrific audience. We get tons and tons of letters. I have almost, I think I have 13 or 1,400 letters over the last 4 years. Just an enormous amount. And we just really appreciate it. And I want to let you know that that is very encouraging. To get a word of encouragement for people who are listening that I have never met is extremely encouraging to me. So I thank you for it and appreciate that. And appreciate that everybody and anybody took the time to let me know, let Todd know, let the station know that that's a blessing. So thank you. That's my statement there, and I appreciate it. Let's get on to it. Do we have on this one a sound? We do. This is entitled Covered on Both Ends. What do we have for a sound?
I've looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's life's illusion.
That's right. That was the Neil Diamond version, I believe, if I'm correct on that one. My folks, that was their, my mom and dad, when we were younger, before the whole family blew apart. Was their favorite artist, and we had a player piano back before anybody had a player piano. Unfortunately, it was one of the pedal ones. Remember the pedal player pianos? And so guess who got signed up to do the pedals? But the great thing about doing the pedals on a player piano, in case you don't know, is you have to be in the middle of the piano seat, in the middle of the piano, because the pedals were right underneath in the middle. So as the song would go and as we would sing it as a family, whatever, I was right in the middle. So it's kind of like, that's kind of a nice thing.
Did you have to keep tempo?
Yes, you had to keep tempo. And if you went too fast, there was something on the back of my head that sounded like this, which meant stop it. Like, okay.
That was the metronome? Was
like, yeah, that was Lionel Metrodome. It's not a train. It's just an older spoon. All right, let's go. Covered on both ends. 2 Samuel chapter 10, verses 6 through 9. When the people of Ammon realized how seriously they had angered David, they sent and hired 20,000 Aramean foot soldiers from the lands of Beth-Rehob and Zobah. They hired 1,000 from the king of Maacah, and 12,000 from the land of Tob. And when David heard about this, he sent Joab and all his warriors to fight them. The Ammonite troop came out and drew up their battle lines at the entrance of the city gate, while the Arameans from Zobah and Rehob and from the men from Tob and Maacah positioned themselves to fight in the open fields. When Joab saw that he would have to fight on both the front and the rear, he chose some of Israel's elite troops and placed them under his personal command to fight the Arameans in the field. Here's what I want you to get. Joab's the commander of the Israel, or the army of Israel, the people of God. This is before there's a divided kingdom. You know what I'm saying? There's a united kingdom here. So Israel and its 10 tribes and Judah and its 2 tribes, there was none of that. There was just one Israel. And they're in a war, and the Ammonites had shamed David because they had humiliated people that David had sent to honor the new king of the Ammonites. And the king had shamed them, and they were a stench to David, and they were going to go after him. So they hire all these people to fight against Israel. Joab goes out there. He's with his brother, Joab's brother, and he looks at it, and he sees something. And here's what I want you to catch. He sees that there is a fight both in the front and in the rear. So he's going to have to fight. He's going to have to fight kind of an east-west or a north-south type of fight. Okay? And the reason that I bring that up is because you and I often are in battles, spiritual and life battles, and it certainly seems like there's battles in front of us trying to impede our progress, and there certainly seems like there's battles behind us trying to taunt us from the past. And don't tell me you don't identify with that, because you do. Because you fight things that you're facing, and it seems like things that you've already gone through try to throw little hooks at you and pull you backwards. It's almost like somebody's throwing a fishing rod from behind you, trying to hook your shirt and reel you back in the other direction. There is warfare all around. So I want you to see what Joab said and what Joab communicated to his brother. Verse 11, if the Arameans are too strong for me, then come over and help me, Joab told his brother. And if the Ammonites are too strong for you, I will come and help you. Do you know what Joab has just laid out there? He has actually laid out the second great commandment. The first one, love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. The second one, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Joab says, hey, if I'm fighting and it's too much for me, come and help me. And if you're fighting and it's too much for you, I'll come and help you. He's telling them, help one another. We're going to help one another right now. Let's go to war. We're going to fight. We're going to do our best, and we're going to help one another. The Christian church would do an excellent job paying heed to passages like this instead of throwing up walls against one another, recognizing these warfares are spiritual warfare, they're life warfares, they're worldly warfares, and we should be helping one another, not dividing one another. So Joab says, if it's too hard for me, come help me. If it's too hard for you, I'll come help you. And then in verse 12, he says this, be courageous. Let us fight bravely for our people and the cities of our God. May the Lord's will be done. And in the midst of the warfare that you're going through that's in front of you and behind you, listen to this. You should be a help to other people that are going through the warfare, and you should also receive help from people that are willing to help you going through the warfare, and you should do what Joab said, and that's keep courage because you are doing something for the Lord. And he says, let us fight bravely for our people and for the cities of our God. He wants to prevail for the people themselves and for the territory that's the Lord's. And then he says, may the Lord's will be done. I mean, he acknowledges the Lord is going to do what the Lord is going to do. We're going to give our best effort. We're going to throw it out there. We're going to trust the Lord. But we're going to keep our courage. And when it's hard on me, you come help me. When it's hard on you, I'll come help you. What a perfect picture for the church. In 2 Samuel 10, 6 through 9, Israel is, there's a lot of theology and a lot of questions and theologies. Can you just get out of that for a second? Look at this perfect picture for the church. Warfare in front, warfare behind. Hey, let's help one another. Let's encourage one another. Let's keep courageous. Let's do this, but let's leave it in the Lord's hands and trust in him that he will work it all out because he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And you can actually see and understand that you and I, as we work together, we're covered on both ends. How fantastic is that? A picture of the church illustrated through the people of God in Israel. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Take a short break and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Maranatha Christian Schools is a premier college preparatory program serving preschool through 12th grade students in San Diego. Join us for our junior high and high school info night and elementary open house on Thursday, February 16th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. This is a perfect opportunity to get to know us and hear why our students are thriving in academics, athletics, performing arts, and our many programs. Our principals will be there to answer all of your questions. Maranatha Christian Schools is distinctly academic and undeniably Christian. For more information about Maranatha Christian Schools open house and info night on Thursday, February 16th, go to maranathachristianschools.org. That's maranathachristianschools.org or call 858-759-9737. That's 858-759-9737.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
This is Lonnie Chen of the Hoover Institution for townhall.com. It seems like Donald Trump has struck a nerve with liberals. Some of his senior personnel appointments are causing them to scream bloody murder. But that's how we know Trump is doing the right thing. Consider, for example, his nomination of CKE Restaurant's CEO Andy Puzder as the next U.S. Secretary of Labor. Puzder has had a remarkable business career, and in recent years has been deeply involved in thinking about and commenting on the very policy issues that he'll help oversee in the Trump administration. He is exactly the type of person we want in Washington running the Labor Department. But some liberals and union bosses are complaining about the pick because they know that Puzder will act to turn the tide against the ever-increasing role of the federal government in our nation's economy. And he won't be a rubber stamp for the labor unions. Those are precisely the reasons why he will be a great labor secretary. The Senate should confirm him without delay. I'm Lonnie Chen.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. All right, I've told you if you want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com. I will give you this one thing. We can do this for a very, very short time. Okay? If you go into your closet, your clothes closet right now, without anybody else around, and you just go, David, over here, David. I will not hear you. And you will not be able to hear the rest of this segment. Although for some of you, that might be a good thing. Here we go. This one is entitled... We have a title for these segments. Is that funny? I mean, every segment has now a title. When Science, Nature, and Stupid Collide. What's our sound? Okay. Now watch, because I'm going to watch what I do. I'm going to do the old switcheroo. I'm going to give props to a science person. Wow. What? Sex researcher. It's anti-science to deny the difference between male and female. It is anti-science to deny the difference between male and female. A gender scientist, this is out of the LA Times, if you're looking for a source that would never quote this. A gender scientist simply says, distortion of science hinders progress. When gender feminists start refuting basic biology, people stop listening, and the larger point about equality is lost. She has come out and said, as a scientist, that if you deny there's a difference between a man and a woman, you're dumb. I didn't say it. I can't believe the LA Times is reporting it. Here is what I would say to you when you hear a story like this coming out of the LA Times, because this person got totally lit up simply by saying there's a difference between men and women. Okay, now watch this. One, I applaud her courage, because now in doing that, she will most likely lose her job. For saying, as a scientist, there's a difference between men and women. You know, I thought everybody was into the DNA process. Wasn't that the big thing? Well, if the DNA matches, well, the coding for men in the DNA and the coding for women in DNA are different. Remember that whole X chromosome, Y chromosome thing? Ah. So this scientist came out and says, there's a difference between men and women. But I want to say this, because I applaud her for her courage. She's going to get lambasted and likely fired. It doesn't take a scientist to know there's a difference between men and women. How does that take scientific discovery? We've concluded after a billion years that men and women are not, from the anatomy point of view, are not the same. Really? It took you that much time to figure it out. You know, I'm going to say this, and I will get some calls on this and some email. But, folks, if you're just not sure, go see Kindergarten Cop. Go see the movie where Arnold Schwarzenegger's talking to the little boy, and the little boy in kindergarten just simply defines the difference between a man and a woman, and then just deal with it. The part that's amazing is why. Listen to me. Why are they trying to make no difference? What happens if you homogenize men and women so that they're all the same? What's the goal? In other words, what's the end game? Is there an end game with the LA Times? Believe me, they're not smart enough, especially with their circulation. There's an end game here that mankind does not see. The end game is satanic because it's Satan's response to the garden process with Adam and Eve, and it's his response to losing his authority, and it's his response in spiritual warfare. Making men and women the same is a defilement of the creation of humanity that God did. And when Satan lost the right to stand in the presence of heaven and accuse the brethren, when Jesus rose from the dead, the bottom line is that Satan's fury against the people of God intensified to such a point that his goal is to make the righteousness of God putrid and to make the creation of God perverted. And he makes the righteousness of God putrid by trying to substitute political correctness. Oh, I know everybody thinks it's from people on the left. It's from, you know, worldly people, the LGBT, XYZ, UFD, LXE, you know, STP, AAA community. And it's like, no, it's not. It's satanic. Because there's somebody's trying to substitute the righteousness of Jesus Christ with a false righteousness that comes from man. And mankind and the different communities, the Black Lives Matter, the LGBT, the feminists, the secular progressives, none of them are smart enough to know that there is a spiritual war. That's the first thing. Or they'd all be Satanists. But they're not smart enough to know that. Number two, so that's the putridness of the righteousness of God. And then the perversion of the creation of God is to simply say, no, God didn't create them man and woman. He didn't make it Adam and Eve. There's no difference in the sexes, thereby trying to alter the identity or the actual definition of what God established mankind to be. And again, trying to pervert creation and simply trying to insult God. And again, all these groups, they're just not smart enough to know. This is a spiritual battle, and Satan's not going to win. It doesn't matter what they come up with politically. Satan is not going to win, but he's going to make it as miserable as possible. So when you have to have a scientist come out and go, there's a difference between men and women, and that becomes an issue. Don't you see how far we have fallen? If you're a parent or a grandparent, do not teach your child that the man is the same as the woman and the woman the same as the man. Do not do it. Do not do that insult that way. God took all of his creation, made man, and I'll give this to my wife because she deserves it more than I do. Took man, made man the finest creation he has ever made. Then he went one step better and refined that great creation by making a woman. But he made them as a team. He made them to work together. He made them similar but different. And those differences should be celebrated and rejoiced about. I think it's absolute spiritual warfare when you get to these core issues, and it's not flesh and blood you're fighting against. Just read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. This level of distortion and deception is satanic from top to bottom. And if you want to know what you really want to call people who do all this stuff in the name of equality or in the name of homogenization, if you really want to know what you call them, you call them deceived.
Thanks, Marty.
Because that's what they are. And deception has ruled the world mentality of affairs. Stand strong in the truth. The truth is between Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22:21. Never violent, never any of those things, but never giving up what the truth is to appease those around you, ever. Never insulting God. Always for the author, not the audience. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, "Doc, I need some brain surgery, so just pull out that scalpel and get her done." Not a smooth move. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
Maranatha Christian Schools is a premier college preparatory program serving preschool through 12th grade students in San Diego. Join us for our junior high and high school info night and elementary open house on Thursday, February 16th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. This is a perfect opportunity to get to know us and hear why our students are thriving in academics, athletics, performing arts, and our many programs. Our principals will be there to answer all of your questions. Maranatha Christian Schools is distinctly academic and undeniably Christian. For more information about Maranatha Christian Schools, open house, and info night on Thursday, February 16th, go to maranathachristianschools.org. That's maranathachristianschools.org. Or call 858-759-9737. That's 858-759-9737.
1 minute.
This is John MacArthur welcoming you to Portraits of Grace. Sir Henry Stanley traveled to Africa in 1872 to find Dr. David Livingstone, the famous missionary and explorer. After finding him, Stanley spent several months observing Livingstone's habits. Especially, he wrote, his patience. Patience with the pagan Africans who wronged Livingstone many times. Stanley wrote this of him, quote, "His religion is not of the theoretical kind, but is a constant, earnest, sincere practice. In him, religion exhibits its loveliest features. It governs his conduct not only toward his servants, but toward the natives and all who come in contact with him," end quote. What character? Reflecting to the world the very character of Jesus Christ. This is John MacArthur, hoping you'll join me again for Portraits of Grace.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com. On the phone with us, a man who has saved me much grief. I'm not talking about him interfering with bad waitressing or bad busboying. He's just saved me with much grief. Nah, that was a joke. He saved me with much grief financially. by telling me, Dave Spoon, do not build up debt for nothing. Our very own wise, understanding, kind, insightful, brilliant professor of retirement and professor of Social Security, our very own Marty Schneider, who can be reached at 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526, or at theretirementprofessor.com. Marty, how you doing?
Hey, David, I am doing great. Happy Valentine's Day, brother.
Thank you very much. Now, you didn't get to hear how we did this very first segment, Marty, and I'll give you, I know you probably won't have a lot of time to listen to, so I'll just tell you real quickly. I talked about in the first segment, the first hour, the actual theological history of Valentine's Day from St. Valentine's. Went through the whole thing, and then in the last minute, explained to everybody that the real title for me today was Valentine's Day, My Eye. Because this morning when my wife and I woke up and she said, be my Valentine, went to hug me, she accidentally slugged me right in the eye.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so I'm smarting from that still, but it wasn't because she didn't love me, but it did give me a good title, Valentine's Day, My Eye.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, see, at least you got a red eye. It's in the spirit of the day.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly right. All right, my brother, talk to me about the chaos that is Washington, that is media. I don't know of any time that I've watched the political scene where the divide has, I think, developed into a safety concern, depending on what side you're on, which is like, wow, this is getting to be crazy. And how is that affecting finances, and where are finances looking, and what are the people who are looking at the markets, what are they all thinking?
You know, David, it is so awkward right now. I mean, here we are. You're absolutely right. You know, unprecedented kind of discord going on, distrust, mistrust, chaos, you know, and the verbal beatings coming out of both sides. I mean, it's hard to watch. But in spite of all that, it's the fourth consecutive day on Wall Street where all of the stock market indexes closed at all-time ever record highs again. And so there's this somehow there's this disconnect right now between, you know, the investment community and the chaos of what's going on in Washington. And it for some reason, Wall Street is not paying attention to that, and it's looking at something else. So it's really quite odd, because typically you'd be right. You know, when there's chaos politically, it tends to put investors in a bad mood, and, you know, typically the markets aren't going to perform well. So it's a very odd time.
Is in any other environment, is the lead story in all the news media, is the lead story Wall Street has hit an all-time high?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what would be the normal lead story if we weren't having the political chaos?
Yeah, I do believe it would certainly be, you know, front page above the fold. You know, it would be one of the top two or three stories that's going on, and yet it's really a kind of a subdued message right now. And I guess, you know, there's an awful lot in motion, and with all of the confirmations and the hearings and the, you know, the issues that are taking place back there, I know that the political eyes are not on Wall Street, but I just find it to be fascinating. I don't ever remember a time like this from two perspectives, David. Number one, the kind of, you know, chaos going on back there, number one, politically, and number two, that during that kind of a chaotic time, the investment markets are, you know, continuing to just bolt ahead each and every day, kind of tripping up at new record highs for, as I said, 4 days in a row now. And it's in spite of all the news that's going on in Washington. Very odd.
All right. So I'm going to give you two thoughts on this, and I want to get your response to this. One, I think that the reason that it's not on the front page at the top is simply this. All media, just bear with me here, all media is biased because they pick the stories that we're going to listen to, or that we're going to read, or that we're going to see. They choose those stories. So no matter what anybody tells me, all media is biased. I'm not saying I'm not biased. I'm 100% Bible biased. I don't care. But right. they're biased straight out. And so they're not running with a financial story because they don't feel that helps their message, which is a desire to have this chaos. That's my first thought. So it's mm-hmm. kind of the media's fault. Then the second part of this is Wall Street doesn't care because there's money on the line and they can make it and they recognize that and they're going with that.
Yeah, I certainly agree with the first comment about the media, which is significantly anti-Trump. You know, they don't want to put out a message of, hey, the investors are doing well right now under the Trump administration, because that's sort of a piece of good news. So have to agree with you on that. In terms of the Wall Street, making money, I mean, everybody's making money. If you're an investor, if you have a 401k, if you have an IRA in the stock market or mutual funds or in your 401k at work, when the market's going up like this, those account values are going up as well. So it's odd to me, David, that at a time when everybody's getting these quarterly 401k statements and seeing their account values popping up to nice levels, that this isn't more news than it's become because of that the media bias that you were talking about. But it's pretty good news for investors across the board, not just the big guns on Wall Street.
Gotcha. But is it possible that the investors at large, so when I meant by Wall Street, I kind of probably should have given that more of a generic term. I mean Wall Street mm-hmm. and all the investors, that they're not responding to that because they're just not responding to the news because there's money. And it's like, we don't really care what the news report is here. We see that this is going to work. Is that possible?
It is possible. And, really, when you examine it and you figure, in this political environment where it's close to a 50-50 kind of split politically, so half the people are loving it because it supports their view, political view, and the other half are hating it because they're looking for every opportunity to find fault, and this isn't one of them right now. So it's really kind of split down the middle, and I have fascinating conversations here in my office, David, with people on this topic. But at the end of the day, I do think, when people are impacted positively in their pocketbook, either their investments are doing well or there's tax relief, which apparently is on the horizon, and there's a little more money left in their paycheck each month to spend, those tend to really drive attitudes in a very favorable way in the long term. So I think if we can just get past this sore loser stuff that I think is going on in Washington, where it's just a bunch of really sore losers, then we can focus on, what's really happening here, and there are some good things happening.
Do you think that is a likely scenario that sooner than later everybody's going to get off this kind of ridiculous roller coaster mentality? Or do you think, nope, this is their strategy for people that are opposed to the new administration, and the strategy perhaps for some of the press to stay relevant?
Yeah, I think B. I think this is going to be, for as long as the Trump administration is in power, I do think this is going to be ongoing. And the kind of, antagonism that we hear and rhetoric that we hear is really unprecedented, because it's just so mean-spirited to me. I mean, it's one thing to oppose somebody's political beliefs, and it's another to kind of have this mean-spirited attitude that I hear that's a little bit scary, and you kind of started the segment with that. It is a little bit scary because I think ultimately, it could incite, violence based on the rhetoric that's being used.
Yeah, and I don't think there's any question, no matter what happens, if somebody does get hurt, I mean seriously hurt, that everybody's going to be blaming everybody. This is going to be like the Garden of Eden. She did it. The snake did it. It's just going to be endless blaming other people. But in the midst of all this, the mm-hmm. finances are not doing poorly.
No, it's shocking. And the Fed came out I think, yesterday and said, look, we're going to keep on track with our plan to, you know, slowly, gently raise rates here two or three times this year, as they had talked about in December. And they said, you know, based on where we're at now and the numbers we're seeing come out of the earnings reports, we're going to keep on track with that. And that's good news. So, you know, from a pure financial standpoint, just only looking at finances, things are going swimmingly well at the moment, and in spite of the chaos. So very, very surprising. I do think the trickle down, David, is that, you know, based on how much antagonism continues to make the headlines, hopefully, you know, some of the media will just get tired of it and say, okay, you know, enough is enough. But I don't know how to predict the outcome of that one, because my sense is there's so much hatred right now that, you know, they're likely to keep up that attack.
Yeah. So to me, you just take all of them who are just having a really hard time and put them on an island and call it Survivor, or you put them all in really dopey looking costumes and call it World Wrestling Entertainment. That's it. Just put them all in the ring and get it over with. And then, but in the meantime, if you're looking to save money or make sure that your investments are in the right place, in the right way, in the right manner, if you want to make sure that your pyramid of finances has the right amount in safe, the right amount in intermediate, the right amount in high risk, if you want to talk to somebody who gets it, you got to talk to Marty, but you can't do it with a checkbook. Because if you walk into his office with a checkbook, the little siren goes off, the little electronic thing pulls the checkbook and throws it across the street where cars can run it over. So don't even bring it if you go see Marty. That's my call on that one. Right, Marty? That's true, right? It's got that little protector.
That's exactly how it works. We've caused many traffic accidents here, David. Yes.
Yeah, that's very nice of you, by the way. 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526. You can go see Marty on his websites, theretirementprofessor.com or professorsocialsecurity.com. Thank you, my good friend, for being on the show.
David, thank you for having me. I always look forward to it. We'll catch you next week.
You got it, brother. Ladies Bye-bye. And gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
I've been running.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da Ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins talked about the president's immigration pause.
I see no problem with the pause
on the travel into this country from those seven identified countries. I might add a couple more to them. But, I mean, he said this in the campaign, that we needed to be better equipped to determine who comes into this country. Nothing wrong with finding out who is coming into your country. Yes, when we figure out we've got a good vetting system, we can let the people in who want to be a part of America and become a part of this intricate fabric of freedom. But those that want to tear it apart, we're under no obligation to let them in here. That's what it means to be a country.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
It's a love that lives inside of me. It's a real love.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Don't forget, please, about KPRZ.com, the website for all the different events, different things that are going on, including half-price tuitions, as well as CrazyPriceMall.com. Getting ready to do the closeout with our Facebook post. Our Facebook post, by the way, the title, The Difference Between Bad News and Good News. There's a difference.
I've got some good news.
Got some bad news.
Wait, does the first line say I've got some good news and the second line? Play that again.
I've got some good news.
I got some bad news.
That is perfect. Where'd you find that? Only in the country albums, right?
Yeah.
It had to be, right? Okay. Everybody knows the joke. I won't tell it. What happens when you play your country music backwards? Okay. Anyhow, listen to this. I want to talk about the difference between bad news and good news, and here it is. Psalm 112, verse 7. He is not afraid of bad news. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. This is Psalm 112, verse 7. He is not afraid of bad news. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. Ready? Oh, this is really good. You got to follow this. Bad news. I want to talk about bad news first, okay? Bad news. When we watch television, okay? When we listen to radio, when we surf the web, when we read the newspaper, when we open the mailbox, when we review our finances, bad news. Now watch this. Good news. Ready? Good news. When we watch the television, when we listen to the radio, when we surf the web, when we read the newspaper, when we open the mailbox, and when we review our finances, one of those is bad news, and one of those is good news, but it's the exact same list. Do you get that? You have to catch this. The list is the exact same. When we watch television, when we listen to radio, surf the web, read the newspaper, open the mailbox, review our finances, get into family squabbles, we have relationship troubles, when we're afraid of things that may happen, afraid of things that have happened, afraid of things that that are the future itself, any of that is bad news, and any of that is good news, but there's only one difference. Looking at things through the Lord versus not looking at things through the Lord. That is the only difference, no matter what list you come up with. You know how it's difficult to figure out when you have a $1,000 loss in your commission, how you're going to pay your bills? Do you know that's exactly the bad news? That's exactly the good news if you can look at that same news through the Lord. Well, I've got 1,000 less coming in this commission, but on the other hand, I've got the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords who loves me, helps provide for me, guides me, directs me, encourages me, and I don't have to be afraid of bad news because my heart is firm, trusting in him. So the bad news becomes good news because the good news is that the Lord loves us and is with us and knows everything we have need of before we do or before we give him our laundry list. So a person whose heart is firm, trusting in the Lord, steadfast on the Lord, secure in the Lord, does not have to be afraid of bad news. And if the news that comes does not need to affect you because it's bad, then bad news and good news, it's kind of like all news, as long as the news is in the Lord. And it's all good. If you're looking at things through Jesus, we talked about this last week, putting on those Jesus glasses, which means you see it, recognizing that Jesus is with you in it, it makes the picture look different. Bad news, you don't have to be afraid of bad news if your heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. Okay? Okay. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short 22-hour break. Then we'll be back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hi, this is Brian Newberry, pastor of Calvary Chapel, San Diego. I want to invite all the men out for our men's breakfast, Saturday, February 18th. The theme is Run for the Prize. Special guest speakers include Pastor Mike McIntosh of Horizon, Pastor Mike Bucher of Calvary Chapel, Cleveland, with special guest worship from Calvary Chapel, Budapest, Hungary. To register, go online, calvarysandiego.com, Saturday, February 18th, Calvary Chapel, San Diego, men's breakfast. Let us know you're coming by registering at calvarysandiego.com.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor. Contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, Doc, I need some brain surgery, so just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Not a smooth move. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803.